On Monday, the Environmental Protection Agency announced that it would make Newtown Creek, the polluted industrial waterway that runs between Brooklyn and Queens, a Superfund site. On today's underreported update, Katie Schmidt, director of the Newtown Creek Alliance, explains why it's taken so long to become a Superfund site and what the designation will mean for the creek and the people who live nearby. Katie, welcome to the show.
It's such a pleasure.
Until the BP oil spill in the Gulf, wasn't the Greenpoint oil spill the largest in U.S. history?
The largest known. I certainly wouldn't discount the possibility that there are other oil spills similar to the one in Greenpoint that are in aquifers or underground. But the fact that it happened over several decades allowed it to grow to a size without being noticed.
Can you give us a little history about how it came to be so polluted?
Sure. I mean, what's fascinating about Newtown Creek, but also why it is such a problem, is that there are several different intersecting contamination issues, only one of which is the oil spill that receives most of the press attention and concern from those that are not intimately involved or residing or working in the neighborhood. Newtown Creek is the oldest continuous industrial area in the nation, and so it really tells a story of American industrial history, and as we all know, most of that history occurred before there were environmental laws. And so you had the first home of Standard Oil, and this is what resulted in the oil spill, that there were these giant petroleum storage tanks that slowly leaked over decades, and the oil got sucked into the Brooklyn Aquifer. But you also had copper refineries and factories that were using chemicals such as VOCs and other petroleum-based chemicals. You have the wastewater treatment plant and a history of combined sewer overflow or even direct sewer discharge into the creek, and that's led to fecal and bacterial issues as well as very low dissolved oxygen. And so,
and people were dumping cement into the creek, weren't they?
Very recently.
Dry cleaning chemicals?
You know, we hear a lot about scary, giant environmental problems, but we, in 2002, we took a boat up the creek and noticed that one of the companies that had property on the creek was spraying down their cement trucks and letting the water run straight into the creek. And while that doesn't sound as scary or as bad as petroleum or heavy metals, the sediment of the cement makes the water opaque, and that does a significant amount of damage to any life that's living in the creek and as well settles into the sediment and complicates the ecology.
But what about that oil? Can we still see it seeping out of the ground or in the water today?
Following these series of lawsuits and the public attention that's been directed towards the oil companies that have inherited the responsibility for the oil spill, the bulkhead that's been constructed at what's now a liquor importer property, but it's the location where the oil spills out, even though the current tenant of the property is not an oil company, there's significantly less oil coming out because the companies have been forced to invest in a very strong and, for the most part, impermeable bulkhead. You do see oil sometimes when the water table is very high. So a day like today, you might see oil, and they do still have the containment booms up. But in 2002, when we first saw the oil spill, you could watch the oil bubbling through a bulkhead that, like many bulkheads along the New York City waterfront, was clearly in disrepair. And so we've seen some progress, but only progress that followed very dramatic state action and public critique, not progress that was the result of corporations wanting to be good neighbors and do the right thing.
But there have been attempts to clean it up a bit. But why has it taken so long for the EPA to designate Newtown Creek as a Superfund site? And what does the Superfund site designation mean for the creek and for the people who live nearby in Greenpoint and Long Island City?
I think there are two reasons or two answers to the question why it took so long. The first answer is that the Superfund statute, CERCLA, has a very prescriptive process for designating a piece of property a Superfund site. And the first step in that process is the State Department of Environmental Conservation has to formally ask EPA to designate the site as a Superfund site. And that request by the State Department of Environmental Conservation wasn't made until 2008. And so it wasn't necessarily in a formal manner, EPA's inaction that resulted in the designation happening only after 50 years, and 200 years of pollution. But I think the second answer is that the state isn't going to make that request until they think EPA is going to seriously consider it. And I do think that the change of administration that happened a couple years ago gave the state the confidence that EPA would seriously consider and had the capacity and the support for designating new Superfund sites. I think that prior to that, there was a lot of attention and a lot of goodwill, but really this is a creek that was forgotten about until around 2000, 2002, maybe not by the people who were living and working there, but certainly by the regulators and even many of the advocates who were focused on other projects. I think what Superfund means for the communities, whether it's the business communities or the residential communities, in the long run is unparalleled. There's no other way that we are going to see a complete and comprehensive remediation of Newtown Creek. Precisely the reasons I've been talking about, that there's several intersecting problems, that the history of contamination is so long and the sheer volume of contamination is so large. States across the country have Superfund programs, but they're set up to handle single lots or smaller, less complicated contamination problems. And really, the federal government's resources and enforcement power is necessary for projects such as Newtown Creek and for projects such as the Gowanus and the Raritan and other the Hudson River Project. These are all they're called mega sites. They're sites that the state doesn't have the resources to come in and address. And so I think in the long run, both the business community and the residential community will hugely benefit. That said, in the short term, there are going to be some complications caused by the actual logistics of cleaning up the creek, but also by some of the consequences that Superfund designation may or may not have on insurance companies and banks. And so part of our job going forward and part of EPA's job is to make sure that, in particular, the businesses along Newtown Creek are connected with and educated about the financial resources that are available to them so that they can continue to grow while this is happening.
Well, we're talking about 200 years of pollution. That's a lot of stuff in the sediment. I'm assuming that cleaning the creek would involve some kind of a dredging process. Is there a plan? And where would you put all of the gunk that you pulled out?
There is not yet a plan. The Superfund statutory process designates the site on the national priorities list. And then after that happens, EPA goes into a process where they come up actually with five or six different plans that range from taking no action at all, so they have a baseline, to cleaning up the creek to a pristine level, which frankly for many Superfund sites is all but impossible. And then several options in between. And they take those separate options and look at the cost-benefit analysis associated with the cost and effectiveness of the cleanup. They look at the consequences on the communities. They look at how it relates to the ecologies, and they make a selection based on these factors. And so we will see that process happen over the next several years. I do think you're right that it's inconceivable to think of a plan that doesn't involve some sort of dredging out of contaminated sediments, and that will also be part of what's planned. They will identify a place to send them to, potentially, and what we're hoping that we can talk to them about is identify a process that can manage that dredge material in an environmentally friendly way, but maybe even a reusable way. I mean, there are people that are now making tiles out of dredge fill and putting the fill through a heat process that eliminates the contamination issue. You know, there are all sorts of cool things that we can bring into this process if the community is vocal enough. And I think that EPA has demonstrated that they're very engaged with the community and would be excited to listen to ways that this process can benefit the community both in the short term and the long term.
I'm talking to Katie Schmid, director of the Newtown Creek Alliance. Newtown Creek just recently made a Superfund site by the Environmental Protection Agency. This is WNYC, WNYC.org. I'm Leonard Lopate. There's a lot of oil under in the soil under Greenpoint, but that's not part of the Superfund cleanup plan at the moment, isn't it?
It's not. That oil spill remediation is currently being overseen by the state's Department of Environmental Conservation, and the state will continue to oversee that cleanup process. Again, this was a spill that was forgotten about for several decades and somewhat rediscovered by regulators last decade, in the 2002, 2003. And since then, they've been doing an admirable job of pushing forward the remediation process, certainly not without critique, but much better than they had been doing historically. What Superfund will do is make sure that that process is coordinated with the Superfund remediation, but the Superfund designation only affects the footprint of the creek itself, and then will address in whatever way EPA determines to be appropriate any contamination that is currently contaminating the creek or contaminating the sediment. So it won't address upland properties that may have contamination issues. They'll leave that to the state or to the brownfields program or the private sector, unless that contamination is currently moving into the creek or into the sediment. And then EPA will take a look at how to end that leaching process, but hopefully working with the relevant authorities to also resolve the contamination itself. That said, there are often cases where larger federal Superfund sites are adjacent to sites that are being managed by another process. And again, this is all about communication, and EPA and DEC have shown that they communicate quite well over the past couple of years, so we hope that that continues.
There are predictions of flooding as a result of the heavy rains we've been seeing, and the city has been targeted by this EPA for pollution in Newtown Creek because of the issue of combined sewage overflows, the CSOs. On a rainy day like today, what kinds of stuff is likely to be winding up in the creek?
Newtown Creek receives about 270 million gallons of combined sewer overflow every year. And something that's relevant both to CSOs but also any contamination is that because Newtown Creek is so long and they've plugged up all of the freshwater input, so any streams or, other natural bodies of water, there is no incoming fresh water except for the rain and except for these CSOs. And so anything that gets into the creek sticks there and stays. And that's why we have 200 years of contamination. It hasn't gotten flushed out by the tides or washed out by incoming water. And so what CSOs bring into the mix are clearly raw sewage. And that's, I think, both the biggest problem, but also the problem that gets most attention because it is pretty nasty to think about, and it's certainly very nasty to be in the creek and see. And that, like I said, brings bacterial issues, dissolved oxygen issues, and ruins any sort of ability for the creek to absorb light, and it makes the creek pretty opaque.
It feels dead. I was on it last year, and it really felt dead, so I was surprised when last March a dolphin was spotted in the creek.
We think it was a pretty sick dolphin. And the other piece of it is that there is a good quarter mile of the creek that is flushed out by the tides. And so you see swans and you see fishes. And that's because that water can be relatively clean because it's more like the East River water and less like the water that you see as you travel further along the creek. And your experience is what most of us feel when we're on the creek. You feel sticky and you can't breathe heavily, and that's because it's not water anymore. It's a whole mix of other things. You know, the CSOs don't just carry the sewage, but they also carry petroleum and antifreeze that are on our roads and get rinsed off into the sewers. It carries all sorts of trash and debris. And if you look up against some of the booms in Newtown Creek, you'll see just mounds of coffee cups and plastic bags and, all the things that people are not careful about ensuring are contained in a trash can on our street. They end up in our water bodies when it rains heavily. And this happens not just in that Newtown Creek, but throughout the city. And I think is one of the foremost environmental problems on a countrywide level when it comes to water quality issues, because traditional water quality regulations have not addressed stormwater as a significant pollutant. And we're finding now that it really is.
Well, there's a slip right near the sewage treatment plant. Should people be canoeing on the creek?
The canoeing on the creek that happens is primarily guided by an organization called the Long Island City Community Boathouse. And they're a volunteer organization that conducts canoe tours, and they are excellent at making sure that the canoeing that happens is conducted safely, that canoers are wearing their personal flotation devices, and that the canoers know the rules of the road, just like the tugboats and the barges have to know the rules of the road. I think that there are also canoers that are out there on their own, and like any boating, it's up to them to decide.
I wouldn't want to fall into it, I have to tell you.
No one wants to fall into Newtown Creek, but I do think that having a recreational presence on the creek is essential to moving forward the advocacy efforts, because the state used to get away with, and again, different administration, not the same people that are there now, but people used to get away with saying, oh, we can ignore Newtown Creek because no one's on it. No one lives next, like right on it. No one's recreating in it. So we don't have to clean it up. And now we really can point to the individuals who crab in the creek and the canoers.
Not only that, but Greenpoint and Long Island City have become neighborhoods that people want to live in.
Absolutely.
Which is something that only poor people wanted to live there in the past, and that was easy for politicians to ignore. You left a question on our show page. Did Mayor Bloomberg try to torpedo Superfund status for Newtown Creek the way he did for the Gowanus Canal?
Mayor Bloomberg did not make an immediate decision as to whether he thought Superfund status was appropriate. But remember, Newtown Creek does not face the same real estate pressures that the Gowanus Canal area does. It's not the case that you have two very affluent neighborhoods within a mile of each other on either side. Newtown Creek is, and for the foreseeable future, will remain an industrial and infrastructural corridor. You have National Grid's property. You have acres and acres of petroleum refineries and storage tanks. You have a sewage treatment plant. I mean, these are major facilities that aren't going anywhere and take up most of the property and are going to inhibit the development of condos or parks that aren't adjacent, you know, that aren't dependent on people who really love being in these industrial infrastructure waterways. And so there's not the possibility like there was for the Gowanus. I mean, there's not even a feasible argument that the private sector could take care of the remediation. And that's what Bloomberg was proposing for the Gowanus, that the private sector was moving ahead, you know, ahead, and that the financial interests involved could make remediation of the Gowanus financially viable because they were going to make so much money from the property once the creek was, or once the canal was remediated.
Have you been by the Gowanus recently? Take a sniff.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I don't see much improvement.
And that's why I say that was the argument, whether or not it was true. And I think that Bloomberg has demonstrated a commitment to environmental progress, particularly with regard to water quality. Just this week, he announced major funding for efforts to resolve stormwater contamination in ways that involve street greening, green roofs, wonderful things. So I think the mayor really wanted it to be the case that the private sector could take care of this responsibly. He certainly depended on acts of Congress and future administrations having the same commitment, and I'm not sure that was something that he could guarantee as I think he wanted to. But I think the administration recognized that Newtown Creek wasn't going to clean itself up, and the city or the state certainly couldn't afford to be the ones that shepherded that process through.
Just one more thing. There's also an aquifer in that part of Brooklyn and Queens. Is there evidence that that has been contaminated by pollution from Newtown Creek?
There are several aquifers, if you look at the hydrology, two that have received attention recently. One is the Brooklyn Aquifer, where the oil spill is. And that aquifer hasn't been potable since earlier this century. And not just because of the oil spill. It was overdrawn, and so the salinity levels in that aquifer rose so high that people stopped drinking water from it before the oil spill happened, or before the oil spill got to a point where it took up most of the aquifer. There also were other tanks and other spills that have contaminated that aquifer. And then there's also an aquifer that Queens that is less directly related to the hydrology of Newtown Creek. And that the city has been recently involved involved in enforcing pollution regulations relating to MTBE, and again, directed on Exxon Mobil's actions over the past several decades, unrelated to Newtown Creek, but it's another aquifer that's historically been contaminated, not necessarily by Newtown Creek, but by just industrial activity in urban areas. So we haven't relied on these aquifers for decades. Luckily, though, we have the reservoirs upstate. But that doesn't mean that they're still not there for emergency purposes or even just for the value of having natural resources that we can call on and that are clean and functional, whether they're for human use or whether they're for ecological use.
I've been talking about the Environmental Protection Agency's announcement that it would make Newtown Creek, the polluted industrial waterway that runs between Brooklyn and Queens, a Superfund site, with Katie Schmidt, director of the Newtown Creek Alliance. Katie, thank you so much for talking with us. And this is one of the things we can't blame on BP.
Well, BP is a successor to Standard Oil, so they are in the mix with regard to
Superfund.
Yeah, not wholly, but they're a successor to the problem as much as anyone else is. But they're coming to the table, as are the other potentially responsible parties. And EPA is at this point able to work in a cooperative way. We just cross our fingers that that continues and that the parties will come up with a comprehensive solution.
Thanks again.
Thank you so much.